The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, our response to our psalm is so beautiful. Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. And then in our gospel acclamation, we are reminded that Christ took away our infirmities and bore our diseases, right? And so Christ has many different titles that we give him, right? He is the Lord. He's our Savior. He's the Prince of Peace. But the one that I always love and hold dear to my heart is that he is the divine physician. He is the gentle healer, right? And he heals us not only of our physical ailments, but he also heals us spiritually, emotionally as well, right? And so we see today the struggles that we can identify with in Job, right? Poor Job. You know, a lot of things, a lot of calamities has happened to him throughout his life, right? And, you know, in the reading today, we see that, you know, he is at his wit's end in a way, right? Is this all there is to life? And so when we do not have a strong faith or a strong belief, then we can lose hope. Right? We can lose hope in a God who can cure all things and cure, you know, all our ailments and diseases, right? And so what can we do? You know, he's like, you know, he says, we can identify that life is a struggle. Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? That's what Job says, right? Then what keeps us at night? So think back over the years, even now, like what keeps us up at night? You know, for me, it could be health problems. It could be something that's going on at work. You know, it could be my parents. It could be, you know, our relationship and things like that. That anything that's going on in our life, right, that keeps us up and not allow us to sleep at night and have that peace of Christ in our heart. And so he says, you know, if in bed I say, when shall I rise? Then the night drags on and I'm filled with restlessness until the dawn. And so at night, when we have all these things on our minds, you know, we can't fall asleep and the night really drags on, right? I have a friend that came to me and said that, you know, he's struggling. He's struggling with depression, a lot of different things in his life. So it keeps him up at night. And so I invited him to pray the rosary, to allow Blessed Mother to, you know, rock him to sleep in a way, to lull him to sleep. Because the rosary is sort of like a lullaby, right? I remember, you know, earlier this week, I was praying the rosary, and next thing you know, I was out, you know, asleep. And I always said that, you know, Mother Mary is okay with that because, you know, she continues to pray for me, like, throughout the night. And the next morning, I woke up refreshed, right? So pray the rosary, okay? And then, so what do we do, you know, to relieve the stress that is going on in our lives, to relieve any of the anxiety that happens in our lives? You know, my friend at work, he's like, I'm tired. I need time off, right? And so we think of that, right? There's this commercial that a friend of mine in our work said. She came into my office one time, and she was, you know, a lot, very busy week and things like that. And she's like, it's like that, you know, model from that Calgon commercial, right? Calgon, take me away. And I was like, so I looked that up and said, oh, look at that. It's like, you know, sort of like a bubble bath thing that, you know, invites you to take away, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, I don't know, you remember like the Southwest Airlines commercial, want to get away. You know, something wrong happens and like you want to get away. And so that's what we do, right? We want to get away from life, you know, time spent alone. But what God invites us to, and Jesus invites us to, is to spend time with Him, right? Spend time with Him. He said in today's gospel, rising very early before dawn, He left and went off to a deserted place where He prayed. He had a very busy day. People were coming to Him in droves. They were at the door. He did not have time to rest. And you can see that, you know, He tried to get away in the morning. He was able to. But as soon as they found Him, more came, right? And then He continued on His mission. And that's with all of us. You know, no matter how busy our life can be, we need that time to spend with our Lord to refresh, to rejuvenate, to revitalize ourselves, right? Mother Teresa, I always share this because one of her sisters came up to her and said, Mother Teresa, we're so busy. We don't have enough time to do like holy hour. We don't have time for our prayer. And guess what she did? She added another holy hour to their already busy schedule. But after that additional holy hour, they felt the peace of God in their lives so that they can go out and minister to those who needed them, right? And so in our times when we said that we're too busy to pray, too busy to go to Mass, too busy for adoration, is when we really need it, right? Because Christ is that wellspring that we come to. He is the divine physician. He is the gentle healer that can heal us and move us forward, right? And so when we do that, we have, you know, what we need to minister to others, to live life rejuvenated, to be who we need to be, right? And so, like St. Paul says, we become what everyone needs us to be in order to spread the good news of the gospel to others, right? When we meet the homeless, when we come here, we serve in whatever capacity we serve, right? We meet people where they're at, and give them and share with them an encounter with Christ, right? But we too also need to rest as well. And so now that Lent is coming up, it's a time to slow down. That's what the period of Lent is for, to pray, to fast, to give alms, so that we can refocus on what matters most in life, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? Pray for me this Lent. I'm going to give up worry for Lent. I'm going to give up worry for Lent. If you guys have a chance, it's in the bulletin. Catholic author Gary Zymak. He's coming to St. Albert at the end of February, and he wrote a book. He actually did it. He gave up worry for Lent, for 40 days of Lent, and he wrote a little meditation guidance. It's called Give Up Worry for Lent by Gary Zymak. So he's coming. So I have that book. And I'm gonna attempt that. So, but you know, that helps us to put things into perspective, right? Mm-hmm. On what matters most in our lives. And so I invite you to do that this Lent. Whatever it is that's keeping you up at night, you know, give it to our Lord, our gentle healer, our divine physician, and invite Him into your life so that He can always be there and walk with you. He's already there. Mm-hmm. He just needs you to invite into your hearts, right? And open your hearts to Him. Amen?
Amen.